listening to The Art Show, and it's time now for Arts News with Claire Nichols. And Claire, let's start with some good news for the National Art School.
Some great news. It's just secured a 45-year lease at its current base at the old Darlinghurst Jail in Sydney. Now, there were actually real concerns about the future of the school, which is the oldest art school in the country. At the end of last year, the New South Wales Auditor General found the school was at extreme risk because it didn't have certainty over its tenure at the jail building. But this week, a new lease was signed. It was overseen by the State Minister for Arts, Don Harwin. The National Art School has also been recognised as an organisation of state significance in New South Wales, which puts it on par with Carriage Works and the Museum of Contemporary Art.
That is indeed wonderful news. And staying in Sydney, Claire, what did a librarian at the University of Sydney find in the pages of a very old book?
Well, how is this for a good day of work, Ed? She found a 500-year-old work of art from the Italian High Renaissance. So this librarian, Kim Wilson, she was poring through the pages of a 1497 Venetian edition of Dante's Commedia, or the Divine Comedy, and she found a drawing on the last page of the book. It was made in red chalk, and it was a drawing of the Madonna and Child. And she knew, looking at it, that it was something special, and it's now believed that this is a sketch by the 15th century Italian artist Giorgio Barbarelli Giorgione. I'll let Kim tell the story.
I'd taken a few pictures on my phone that night, and the next day I sent them to Emeritus Professor Nera de Newbigin in Italian Studies of the University of Sydney, who I knew, and said to her, well, can you tell me what this inscription says at the top of the page? I couldn't read it. I could read the word Venice, but I couldn't read the rest. And she wrote back very quickly, and some of it was in red and capitals and with lots of exclamation marks. And she said, this gives a death notice for the artist Giorgione. And that means, and before she even got to the next bit, my brain had raced ahead, realising that she was going to say, that means the sketch could be by Giorgione.
So a bunch of experts got on board, they investigated this further, and they now do believe that this drawing is the work of the mysterious painter Giorgione. It's thought he might have owned this book, this copy of the Commedia, and that the inscription was made by somebody else after he died of the plague in his 30s. These findings have been put into an academic article which is coming out this week, and it's all thanks to a librarian with a keen eye for art.
Librarians are the best. That's a wonderful story. They really are. In other news, Angelic Art has gone in for special administration.
This organisation was one of the Northern Territory's most successful Indigenous art centres. It had been running for over 30 years based in the remote Western Arnhem Land community of Gumbalanya. But now the federal government's Indigenous Corporations Watchdog has placed the organisation into special administration because it's carrying more than $1 million in debt, which it cannot repay. The move was made at the request of Indulac's Management Committee. The organisation's made some significant investments in recent years, and they've been cost overruns on two key projects, a new screen printing workshop in Gumbalanya and the development of a new art gallery in Darwin called Provenance Arts. The former manager of Indulac, Felicity Wright, has resigned from the organisation. She blames stress and a lack of support from the Northern Territory government. But an NT government spokeswoman says the main financial problems are related to the screen printing workshop, which is a project tied to the federal government. Look, the administrators of Indulac are hopeful of the organisation's future. They say they will work to help reset the company's financial position and hopefully set it up to avoid similar crises in the future.
Yeah, let's hope it can get back on its feet. And finally, Claire, there's an opportunity to buy your own Mirka Mora artwork.
Yes, of course, Mirka Mora was the vibrant Melbourne artist who died last year at the age of 90. And now artworks and objects from her 60-plus year career are going up for auction in Melbourne. There are almost 800 pieces going under the hammer. There are artworks by Mora herself. There's furniture. There's a lot of dolls from her collection. But there are also other artworks too, including a newly discovered Sydney Nolan painting. And all these items go up for auction on the 3rd of March. And I can tell you who one of the buyers at that auction will be. It'll be the Heidi Museum, which will look to buy a number of pieces, including Mora's easel and her last unfinished painting. And they'll be able to buy those items after a crowdfunding campaign called Mirka for Melbourne. It raised $155,000 with the aim of keeping some of these really special artefacts in public hands.
Claire, thank you so much. Claire Nichols with Arts News.